Question 16. People rarely act alone, and even when they appear to be doing just that, it typically is only at the surface of the process. Consider, for example, a writer who creates a novel in the solitary confinement of her house. The writer is alone only in a very narrow sense. Indeed, she is writing typically about people, with people, and for people. The process of writing a novel can hardly be reduced to an individual cognitive reflection. Thus, the imaginary reader is always present in the creative process of writing, as an addressee, a possible judge of the creation, and more generally, a partner in a dialogue that each human creation ultimately is. Our writer arguably also is motivated by specifically human, social purposes, such as to be understood, respected, and needed by others.